Welcome into the Podcast Factory. You're listening to episode 43 of CCP, the Caleb and Kathy Podcast, also known as...
Oh, wait, that's so funny, Caleb.
Oh, funny.
Charlie's Chocolate Predicament.
I like how close to the mic you
Sorry, I had to look down.
And I just dropped my notebook. Okay,
so... We are killing it.
Great start. So
That's funny, the Podcast Factory.
Thanks.
You're so clever.
Yeah, totally. A lot of effort put into that one.
Come on, Caleb. Sometimes less is more.
Okay. So this week, as we've said for the past couple weeks now,
yeah,
we're talking about, we did our first, I would say, first official book nook.
First official book nook!
Which was the, we looked up the pronunciation, Roald Dahl.
Yeah. Childhood Shattered.
It's like Berenstain Bears all over again. Right.
I was about to pronounce it.
Is there another
There are a lot. There was like a whole list of things. We'll look up the BuzzFeed article later. Okay. Roald Dahl.
Yeah. The D is silent, and apparently that's pronounced.
It's not. No, the first one.
On his first name.
I always thought it was Roald Dahl, and you thought it was...
the Roger.
You thought it was...
I thought it was Roald Dahl.
And it's
Roald Dahl.
Like RuPaul.
Just like RuPaul. Totally.
I mean, he and Willy Wonka have stuff in common, I'm sure.
Yeah? Okay. Both love fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we read the 19...
Oh,
what?
I'm gonna guess. Let me guess. 1963.
The film I remember looking up was 1971, so we know it's earlier than that.
What is it?
19... What was your guess?
63.
Ooh, 64. So close.
Oh.
The 1964 Roald Dahl book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and then the 1971 adaptation starring Gene Wilder, Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
So first we read the book, I had fun reading the book. We did like a nice like popcorn reading for about the first half, I would say. And then we got kind of in a hurry later in the week.
Reading the book than watching the movie.
Okay, we can get into that. Okay. In a little bit.
But you just said you had fun, and so I wanted to say I had fun too.
Okay. But I wasn't comparing it to the movie yet.
Oh, you're right. Yes, we read it out loud to each other. Real cute.
For about the first half.
Then we yesterday had we crammed. We had to finish this book.
We got to get this done and then watch the movie and record the podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was
we
fun.
We did it, so that's good.
We can do that maybe in the future for some other like kids' books. We've done that in the past. So it was like shorter books, though, not like... Yeah,
not to brag, but we're pretty adorable. Okay, anyway, so the book. Such a classic. Let's start off by saying that. It's such a classic.
A classic.
Yeah. Childhood. Oh, you're taking me literally. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You said, let's start by saying that.
Oh, by let's, I meant me. Okay. So, it's so good. All right. Let me break it down for you. Well, I don't need to tell you the plot because everybody's read this book. But what I love about this book.
You don't know that.
Who hasn't read this book?
Well, say it. What's it gonna hurt? If everybody's read it, you're not spoiling anything. And for those who haven't...
Get on it!
Well, I was saying you should inform them, maybe yell at them to get on it.
Okay, spoilers ahead. Okay, so there's a young boy named Charlie, and Charlie lives with his...
I'm shaking my head furiously, no.
With his four grandparents and his two parents in a small...
Cottage, I believe it is called in the book.
Yeah. And his grandparents are bedridden. They cannot get out of bed. They are stuck there forever. They just lay in this big bed.
Over 20 years.
Yeah.
Both grandparents.
All the grandparents. And then Charlie's dad works at a...
Toothpaste company
putting the tops on toothpaste. And I guess the mom just takes care of all the grandparents.
Yeah.
And then Charlie goes to school because he's a kid. Okay. Now, they live really close to this chocolate factory, which is led by this guy named Willy Wonka. At least, I think he's human. We don't really know.
What?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's human.
I don't know. Okay. And Willy Wonka decides to have a competition, because before that his factory was very, like, secret and stuff. The competition is to have 5 children tour his factory.
Well, it's not really a competition. It's a contest.
Contest.
If you find...
What's the difference?
Well, competition, like, would be... They would only get to do it if they won something with, like, a skill or ability. I feel like a contest is luck more so.
Mm.
Know what I mean?
Okay. Technicalities. But then it becomes a competition and they just don't know it. They don't know
that. Yeah, that's once they actually get to the factory.
Okay. So, here are the people that discover the golden tickets. We got...
First...
Augustus Gloop. He is a very large boy.
His defining character trait, this is a children's book, so they mostly have like one defining character trait.
Yeah, is that he's large and likes to eat. He's fat
and likes to eat.
I was going to go for the word large, but okay.
They call him fat in the book. I'm going by that.
Okay.
Next.
Then we have...
I think Violet... Oh, yeah, Veruca, sorry.
Veruca Salt. And she is the biggest brat of all brats. And... She just wants everything, and she has her dad, like, use his peanut factory to get her golden ticket, because she is very selfish, and
what's the word? She's selfish and spoiled. That's spoiled. Her one defining trait. Next.
Okay. Then we got Violet Beauregard. Her thing, she chews gum.
Yeah, I guess that's her thing. Yeah. She's, then like, competitive,
got,
I guess.
Yeah, but it's mainly about gum.
Yeah.
Then we got Mike TV. His thing is he watches a lot of TV.
And he likes guns.
Yeah, he's...
As illustrated in the Quentin Blake book, he just, like, has a... Like, a bajillion. 50 guns wrapped around his body.
Yeah, no. So, in modern day time, he would be definitely on watch. In
modern day times.
Okay.
Sorry.
Then we have Charlie Bucket. Charlie the Bucket. The
titular Charlie.
Yes, that's the one. And he's just a poor...
His defining trait is he's poor.
And hungry.
But good at heart.
But good. He's a good kid.
He's a good kid who just wants to be a kid.
And eat chocolate. And have money.
All right, so those are the 5 that get the golden ticket. They go to... I'm sorry, is it okay if I speed it up a little?
Yeah.
So they go to the factory, and then each one peels off in a different way due to their one defining trait of, like, gluttony, and it's like the 7 deadly sins.
That's what I was thinking! Okay.
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 Anyway. Like I said, they all peel off due to, like, their flaws,
yeah, let's say. Which would you say was the funniest...
The funniest, like, downfall?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Mike gets shrunk by the TV. We got Violet turns into a blueberry. Augustus falls in the river. I mean, that one wasn't, like, super funny. Like, when he shot through the pipe was kind of funny. But... And then, So in the book, we'll get to the difference once we get to the movie. In the book, she is a bad nut because the squirrels in the factory cracked the nuts for one of Wonka's candies.
You know what probably happened? And then she's a bad nut. PETA was like, you cannot use squirrels in this movie.
Because PETA was a thing in 1971?
Probably.
But they still use animals.
What do they use?
Geese.
They're fake. They're so fake.
The squirrels would have been fake too, Kathy. You think they're going to use real squirrels?
I don't know.
Oh, jeez. I'm getting off track here again. Your question. But the funniest one.
There's a lot of squirrels in the book.
Okay, the funniest one to answer your question is Violet Beauregard.
Yes, the best quote is Violet. You're turning violet, Violet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How? And then she becomes, not only does she turn the bluish violet color, she becomes a blueberry. It's amazing.
Indeed. So, and final plot summary here.
Charlie gets the factory.
Charlie proves to be good and lasts till the end and does nothing wrong. In the book, he does nothing wrong.
In the movie, it's a little more realistic. Sorry.
We will get to that once we get to the movie.
I'm so excited.
I want to talk about the differences in a separate section. Charlie does nothing wrong, so he gets the factory. That's his prize for not like succumbing to his weaknesses type of thing.
Yeah.
So Mr. Wonka gives him the factory.
Mr. Wonka, we should talk about him a little bit.
That is the book.
Can we say something about Mr. Wonka?
Okay.
He's so sassy and like just doesn't put up with the kids, you know? It's like, fine.
Are we talking about the book or the movie?
This is the book.
Okay.
Like, oh, you want to do that? All right.
Do you have an example?
I do. Like, the gum, like, at first he's like, don't eat it. And then he's like, all right, well, I tried to tell you. Because he explains that, like, he doesn't have it completely down yet. The dessert is wrong.
I think he seems pretty adamant in the books that he doesn't like. Like, when Augusta's, like, going to, he's like, don't touch my chocolate.
And I know, but then they do it, and he's like, all right, moving on, next.
Yeah, I would say I would describe him more like a childlike demeanor, you know, which is why I think he wants a child to take over the factory.
Yeah, well, I think it's in the book. He says that, like, adults, they're already kind of set in their ways. He wants a child to take over the factory so they can teach them and stuff.
Yeah.
They're more impressionable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. and that's what I think he's sort of like, I would describe him. I don't think he's like...
He's definitely sassy.
Okay. I guess children can be sassy as well.
Mm-hmm. I can.
Okay. So, should we move on to the movie now? Talk about some parts from the movie?
Okay. And then at the end, are we going to talk about, like, why we like it and stuff like that?
Do you want...
Final thoughts. Those will be our final thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. The movie.
Okay.
And so, we are talking about the original movie.
Yeah, as we said at the beginning of 1978.
I just want to remind everyone that Johnny Depp movie is trash.
So, yeah, I'm just going to kind of bring up some of my, like, you okay?
Nobody laughed.
I've never even seen it from beginning to end.
Really?
So I'm not going to, like, pass judgment on it.
Okay, I have.
I don't think I want to see it, but...
I have.
Well, you claim that about this, and then...
It's been a while. Do you know how many movies I've probably seen in my lifetime? This one I saw as a child. I am 25 years old. Anyway.
You all right?
I'm great.
Okay, so, like I said, I'm just going to bring up, like, a few of my favorite parts and then maybe a few differences throughout, or should I wait till the end to do that?
Yeah, I got some differences ready when you are.
Okay. So...
We can go back and forth.
Okay, so, first of all, just, like, an overall thing, but, like, they open with a song, so I guess I'll start with that. There's a really good soundtrack. I like a lot of the songs in the movie. The Candyman, The Imagination...
Mm-hmm.
I've Got a Golden Ticket.
Mm-hmm.
All of the Oompa Loompa songs are fantastic. And that would be our first difference, I would say, we can talk about, is how more concise they are in the movie. In the book, they go on for, like, most of them are, like, 2 pages long. And
really like the Oompa Loompa songs
in the book. Okay, that's it. Go ahead and defend
them. They kind of summarize what happened, but also give, like, their insight as to why these kids are just bad kids,
mm-hmm.
and what should be done differently. Like, probably the best one, maybe it's because I read this one the most recently, was the Mike TV one. How they're talking about, like, how kids don't read as much, and they're just watching so much TV, and they need to, like, have an imagination and stuff instead of just sitting in front of a screen. And that's something I feel very passionately about, how kids need to read more than they do. But I would also tag on to that. Like, kids need to go outside and play.
I think it says that in the book.
It's really intent on reading, which I mean,
but to defend my point of the Oompa Loompa songs being better in the movie, they do, in that Mike TV songs you're specifically talking about, they do talk about, like, he should stop watching TV, he should go outside and read. Like, they cover that part pretty well, I think.
Okay.
To be fair.
Well, I just like the Oompa Loompa songs in the book better, but I understand what you're saying. I feel ya, as the kids say. Do they say that still? I don't know.
I don't know. You hang out with kids more than me.
They don't say that.
Okay. They don't say that. Yeah, so here's the lyrics if you wanted to see them for the...
A pain in the neck and an IQ of 3. Why don't you try simply reading a book? Or can you just not bear to look?
No commercials.
Oh, if you're not greedy, you will go far.
Ah, so I guess he was the greed one. That answers that question.
But I don't think he was the greedy one. It wasn't like... I guess you can be greedy with more than just food. Anyway, okay.
Or money. I think we said...
Yeah. Oh, right.
All right, moving on to the next part. After the soundtrack. So this was just a minor part, but I feel like I've like heard this quoted like other places. There's a lot of these quotes in here. I'm like, oh my god, there's so many good quotable parts of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the book, to be fair. Like, a lot of them come from the book. But the first one was the creepy cleaver guy outside when Charlie first walks in front of the chocolate factory.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy like with a cart with a bunch of like meat cleavers and scissors and stuff. I don't know what his employment is, but
very creepy.
Yeah, he's like, oh, nobody ever goes in, nobody ever comes out. And I feel like I've like heard that other places. And
yeah,
that was kind of a theme I sent. And then from this movie being from 1971, it's a little older, and like just how creepy a lot of the stuff was. Jumping ahead a little, the tunnel scene when they're on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, projecting stuff on the walls of, like, a chicken head gets decapitated.
Right, yeah.
And, like, a guy, his face has, like, a snake slithering on it.
I also think the Oompa Loompas could be creepy to a young child.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anything to add on the creepiness stuff?
No.
No? Okay. Another difference is Charlie's dad.
Yeah, he's dead.
He is dead in the movie, but he is a character in the book.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. And on a related note to that as well, they change when Charlie gets the golden ticket in the book. It says you're allowed to bring 2 relatives, and everybody brings both their parents, but he just brings his grandpa. And the movie, they change it to you can only bring 1 relative, so then each person brings like their mom or dad, and he brings his grandpa, which I felt like it was a good change, because in the book they don't really say, like, why only Grandpa Joe goes. I think the dad has to work and the mom has to watch them, but why couldn't one of the other grandparents go then?
Because they're bedridden.
But so was he, and he got up and danced around. And
that's why I think they're faking it. SNL does a really good skit.
We will tweet it out, yeah.
Okay. And we're going to watch it after this, because you promised.
I did. Okay, so then just some other, like, funny bits from the movie that were not in the book. We got, the computer to find the location was really funny. It's like, scientist is like, we've invented this computer to find the location of the 3 remaining chocolate bars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, punches in, and it's like, why?
The computer is like...
That would be cheating. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, I'm telling it that I will share the winnings with it.
Yeah.
And it's like, what would I want with a lifetime supply of chocolate? So I thought those are like good bits for like the parents watching or adults watching the movie that I like don't remember from my childhood.
You were like, oh, I don't
probably know. Didn't make sense or let's see. A weird part was when the mom, so Charlie has a newspaper route in the movie, which I don't think he has in the book.
Mm-mm.
So he gets some money and he buys bread for the family, so trying to help them feed them because they're hungry, like we mentioned earlier. And then he's like, I saved this 5 cents, though, for you, Grandpa. I'm going to buy you tobacco. And then the grandpa's like, no, I'll give it up. It's fine. And the mom's like, it's just 1 pipe. Come on, Grandpa.
It was a different time,
though. I know, but it's weird that, like, not even the, like, supporting that.
They don't have anything to live for besides their grandson.
But, like, but he made the money. He should be able to go spend it on chocolate or something for himself. Like, why should he
family needs money. That's why he has a job.
I'm not saying, like, that the bread was bad, but,
the
like,
tobacco thing,
if he has 5 cents for tobacco, why can't he instead spend that on, like, chocolate for himself?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just thought it was, weird and dumb.
I have some.
Okay.
Can I speak?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. So, for his birthday, he gets a scarf and the chocolate bar when it strictly says every year he gets a chocolate bar for his birthday. Another thing, the Slugworth guy, not a thing in the book.
Right, who's not actually... So there is actually a Slugworth in the book, but that is the guy who owns a rival company. In the movie, the Wonka hires like one of his employees to impersonate Slugworth and go talk to all the kids and say like, oh, if
you... bribe them.
Yeah, bribe them to say, steal the secrets, then I'll pay you. So he's kind of testing them to see if they'll do that. And in the movie, Charlie passes the test, and that's why he gets the factory.
They went to the factory in October instead of February. Very big.
Yeah, huge difference.
They go to school. It doesn't really talk about school in the book.
Yeah, and on that related note, the teacher...
Yeah.
I looked up his name. What was it? David Blatty, I want to say?
I don't remember. Someone from Monty Python.
Okay. David Batley is who it was. Who is... We recognize because he's one of the people who was in Monty Python.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he had some good bits for the parents again type of thing. Like the Monday test.
We
usually do the test on Friday about what we studied this week, but now we're going to do that test on Monday about what we will study this week. But today's Tuesday, so that doesn't really matter. And he's like, we're going to talk about percentages. So if there's 1,000 chocolate bars, how many you bought? 100? You have a 10% chance to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, how many did you buy? 2. 200. No, 2. How am I supposed to do the 2%?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry. I thought that guy was funny as well. One other weird moment, and then we'll get into the main stuff. What?
The squirrels?
What squirrels?
In the factory?
What squirrels in the factory?
How they were squirrels in the book, but they were geese in the...
I'm not talking about differences. I was saying just one other weird off moment. The teacher stuff isn't important, but I thought it was funny.
Okay. I'm listening.
You can pick up your notes. I'm sorry.
No. No, okay.
So they're like a big rush for the last chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
To find the last golden ticket, and they show like an auction, and then they show like a lady whose husband's been kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
And the ransom is like her box of chocolate bars. But I just thought the acting that lady put on was very funny. Also related to kind of like an SNL like you were talking about. I know like Kristen Wiig used to do a very good like old 50s and 60s actor who's like over the top, like, please find my Harold. It's like very expression driven and like exclaiming like over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just funny to see how far acting has come.
Well, it is a kid's movie though.
Yeah, that's true too. That is a factor. Okay, those were the weird little moments. Okay, now we can get into those differences. I'm sorry. Did you want to do that or do you want me to go?
I felt like the big differences were like, well, it was mainly just Veruca's punishment that was different. But I guess also Charlie. Veruca and Charlie. Right. So Veruca, we already talked about it. But the squirrel versus the geese. Squirrels.
In the movie, it's the geese. And I liked most of the changes they made, like I was saying when we were watching it. But that one, I feel like it made more sense in the book because her dad owned a peanut factory. So it's like she's a bad nut instead of a bad egg.
Mm.
But maybe like nut versus egg was weird. Or maybe PETA, like you said, or something. I don't know.
It's definitely PETA.
It's definitely PETA. They have such a big pole.
Yeah. Charlie and...
And then, grandpa. Yeah, the other thing is, like we said in the book, Charlie does nothing wrong.
He's perfect. And
another, yeah. But in the movie, there's the fizzy soda they drink to float. And then, what's weird is he doesn't, like, get, like, taken off for that or anything. He gets to keep doing the tour.
Yeah. They don't even
but then at the end,
acknowledge it, really.
No, at the end.
Not until the end.
He's like, oh, do I get my lifetime spy chocolate? And he's like, no, you cheated. You didn't read this part of the... signing the contract to.
Yeah. Oh, that was different.
Yeah.
But you know what I really liked? The end of the book, they, like, show what they look like after they got out of the factory. Oh, yeah, that would have been funny, too. Yeah.
They might do that in, like, the Johnny Depp one, because technology's come farther, you know? So maybe they could, like, CG that, and this would be kind of... I guess just the Mike TV one would be weird, because they take him to the taffy room and stretch him out. He's, like, 10 feet tall, so that might look kind of weird.
Stilts. They do it from a distance in the book, like the picture, at least in my version of the book.
My version is that. Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess Veruca would just be covered in trash.
Yeah, you had the
Augustus would have to be skinny.
Yeah. You had the Quentin Blake illustrations, which are the original illustrations. Well, okay, but we were reading kind of different versions. I guess one was published later. So, like, the illustrations were different, and some of the adjectives they used were different.
Right. So, like, every time they were talking about, like, chocolates, they would say sweets in mine, but yours was candies.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, like, weird exclamations would change, which I don't know if they're, like, trying to modernize it in one version versus the other.
Yeah.
Just weird stuff like that. And minor stuff. One time there was, like, a sentence in yours that just wasn't in mine.
Yeah.
Which was kind of weird.
Really weird.
And then... they both said ass, which was a little shocking, but...
Yeah, they used the A word.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess you wouldn't notice that unless you were reading two different versions with some, like, with your parent or your friend. Anyway. Did you have any other differences?
The only other difference I had was... just, like, more flavor stuff they added was a weird thing was Willy Wonka was basically, like, making weapons. Mm-hmm. And Mike TV, like, puts a piece of candy in his mouth and it, like, explodes. He's like, exploding candy for your enemies. It's like, is Willy Wonka a war criminal?
Maybe.
Anyways, that's the only difference I have. I'm ready to do, I guess to finish up our movie, we kind of got off into, like, differences there. But finish off the movie, like we said... I think we touched on it briefly there. So initially, Charlie, he loses because he drank the soda, and that was against the rules. But then he ends up giving him back the gobstopper. So he knows, like, he's good at heart, and then he gives him the factory. They go flying in the glass elevator.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm ready to do final thoughts if you want to do the final thoughts.
Okay. So, I would say, I mean, this probably doesn't need to be mentioned. It's probably obvious. But I really like the book better than the movie, which is usually the case. And I think it's because, you know, it allows for more imagination. And that's what I was familiar with first. I like all of the Roald Dahl books that I've read because they're so fun. It's kind of like Dr. Seuss books, but chapter books, you know? In terms of the imagination.
Less sometimes, rhymey, but
sometimes he makes up, like, silly words.
Mm-hmm. Snozzberries.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's just fun. And I think that these books are really, his books are really timeless. For that reason, because they're not really rooted that much in, like, certain events that are going on. So, like, you could read it.
And since, it's like chocolate is timeless, you know?
That's true, yeah. Kids are always going to like candy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I don't think it ever even mentions, like, a year or anything. Mm-hmm. It's not really, like, talking about, like, oh, they gather around the radio or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it would, hold up to a kid today, I think. Like, they don't make any...
Yeah, I mean, they're still popular.
Besides the fact that a kid would be like, well... I guess they do... That Mike TV, which now would probably be like Mike Fortnite.
Mike iPad.
I like Mike Fortnite
Mike
better.
Mike Tablet.
Okay.
It's not the only thing kids like. I feel like it's actually, I do have some authority on this, so let me tell you what kids like. It's more of like...
I know what boys want.
It's like older kids, middle school, high school, that are into the Fortnite. Younger kids are more into Minecraft, Pokemon a little bit still.
Okay, so Mike Gaming.
Yeah, video games in general.
Mike VG.
There we go. Which I will not go on a rant about for the sake of everybody's time.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I hate video games.
You don't. You've talked about
my games. My CCP is not a video game.
Oh my god. Anyway, it's fine. Okay. What are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, I really enjoy rereading this movie, and I enjoy, like
you said... Rereading the movie?
Rereading this movie. Mm-hmm. Rereading the book and rewatching this movie.
Okay.
Like we said, watching... Gosh dang it. I'm all confused between watching and reading now.
Just stick to reading. Reading's better.
Like we said, reading the movie to... God dang it.
Are you okay?
I can't say it. Reading the book together with you was fun.
I know. I really enjoyed that. That was probably my favorite part.
It was fun.
You're so fun.
Thanks. So are you. But I also did enjoy watching the movie and like how much I remembered of it. And
yeah, I
think the movie held up pretty well. Obviously, the effects, special effects and stuff, were not like great, but
lame.
But I thought Gene Wilder just is so good in this movie.
And, his performance
holds up so well. Yeah, but yeah, if you haven't read it, which I doubt you're out there, but. Your child hasn't read it. It's a good book to like read to a kid, you know.
Yeah, it's
like
fun.
At a young age.
Short, yeah.
Like read a few chapters a night or something. Yeah, the chapters are like 4 pages. Mm-hmm. There's some nice illustrations. We would recommend the Quentin Blake. Or...
Yeah.
So it's like less detail, but more like kid friendly. I feel like.
Yeah.
Then I'm still not sure. Detailed. Who...
I don't have it in the room with me.
Sorry. Yeah, we returned that to the library already.
Yeah. But to kind of guess on what you were saying, it is remarkable how much you remember from, like, movies, like, childhood movies. We've watched a few now together, and you're like, oh, this is what happens next. This is the quote. I just don't understand.
If only I could remember important information.
Remember this stuff? Like, I could tell you on one hand the things I remembered from this movie.
Okay.
Here's what I remembered. The Oompa Loompas. Charlie's grandparents being in one bed.
Which, that's kind of just like the book, but...
Willie...
Like, the image of them? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Like, oh my gosh. Just forget it. Like...
No, Kathy.
Willy Wonka being, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
The Oompa Loompa song. Violet turning into a blueberry. That's 5 things.
Are you stopping because you want it to be
functional? Yeah, I guess I remember a little bit more, but I didn't really remember.
Yeah, it seemed like you didn't remember a lot of it.
Yeah, I was very confused.
It's been a while. I will say this, the first like before Charlie gets the ticket was pretty much like a blur. Yeah. Like
when that does not stick in your mind at all.
Yeah. But I guess like probably when we were kids, we're like, just get to the factory. Yeah, candy, woo!
Yeah, probably.
So on that note, I have one question before we get to our next segment. What is your favorite candy? Which I should have written down my answer, but I have one off the top of my head.
Quite a few answers to this, because it depends what kind of mood I am in.
Wow, okay.
All right, here we go. If I'm in the mood for something sour... I love the good Sour Patch Kids.
Mm-hmm.
In the mood for something salty or like chocolatey, I like pretzel M&Ms. Now, if I'm in the mood for something sweet but not sour,
mm-hmm.
I like pink Starburst.
Specifically just pink Starburst?
Yeah, they're the best ones.
Do they sell them like just as a... They do?
Mm.
Like, is it in a bag or in a stick or...
Both.
Huh. Did not know that.
It's different kinds of the pink, so like, they'll be like a...
Like a tropical or something? Oh, okay. But not specifically like the pink lemonade.
And if I'm in the mood for sweet Skittles, but not sour Skittles, I like the...
The purple package.
The purple pack.
Yeah.
Okay.
The purple package.
I really
like... Okay, yeah. What's my favorite candy? I would say Reese's. Okay, moving on.
Oh, yeah, I do like Reese's too.
Yeah, I would say my favorite is probably like Reese's Cups.
You don't have different moods?
I mean, I do, but if I'm fine. I'm not...
When we first started dating, you used to like white chocolate Kit Kats.
Those are really good, too.
I would buy those for you. Remember how cute that was?
Thank you, Kathy. Yes, white chocolate is better than chocolate. Fight me. All right, and then
I
just
like white chocolate too.
A quick aside, since there is like Wonka branded candy now.
Yeah.
I don't know when that started, but you know,
we can do
like
a thorough
Everlasting
research.
Godstoppers, later. Obviously, are one of them. They
Nerds,
do not last forever.
Runs.
Sweet Tarts, Fun Dip, Laffy Taffy.
Yeah. What's your favorite Laffy Taffy flavor? I will judge you.
What's the pink one? Strawberry?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'd go that.
The correct answer was banana.
Oh my god, I can't believe you said banana. Like, no. Banana flavored candy is not that good.
Alright, moving on. Oh, this is going to cause quite a tiff later. Wait, so what's your favorite runt? You don't like the banana runts?
I don't like runts at all. I don't like hard candy, really. Like,
what
just like crunching
happening?
On that with my teeth. Like,
oh
ew.
My god.
What?
You're just so wrong. And
okay.
Back with
so
it? Okay.
If you had to choose one Wonka candy, which would you choose?
Either Nerds or Laffy Taffy, but just the banana ones.
Nerds or Laffy Taffy, but just banana. I will give a shout out to Laffy Taffy for the jokes. Like a good Laffy Taffy joke.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one Wonka candy, I guess I'd go...
They have sour Nerds?
They have all types of different Nerds.
Oh my god.
I guess I would...
I want that! Daddy, can you buy me that?
Okay, it's not important what I want.
Sorry.
No.
That was a good...
Okay.
Sorry, what would you want?
I don't know. None of it really is that appealing to me, because
yeah,
it's like not
the...
chocolate stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the Wonka bars at one point, but I don't know if that's actually still a thing that they sell.
Mm-mm.
I guess I'd go Nerds.
Nerds are good.
Nerds are good candy.
Are you a individual Nerd eater, or just like dump
them
in?
Nah, just dump some in.
Yes! Correct answer.
All right, so that's our favorite Wonka candy and favorite candy. Let's move on to currently captivating positives. It's called Sayonara Wild Hearts. It's kind of like a... Yeah. It's not like a super tough game or anything. It's just like an experience. It's got a really good soundtrack. And it's just... My guess is like what it's about is like this person's like relationships, like... You control this person either, like, running or they're, like, on a motorcycle and you gotta collect these little hearts and you, like, fight these people. I think it's, like, metaphor for, like, her past relationships.
Okay. It's like, broken, say goodbye to broken hearts. Get it. Following.
Yeah. Sayonara wild hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Sayonara to your wild heart. Now it's time to find the one or something. I don't know. Anyways, it's narrated by Queen Latifah, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's got a very good soundtrack and a quick, easy play. I'd say it took me, like, 45 minutes to an hour to beat the whole thing. Yeah.
All right, so I've been into the TV show Broad City.
Mm. It's a good one.
It's available on Hulu. We've been watching it together. I had never seen it before because I'm very quick to judge television shows. So, I didn't really think the pilot was, like, that great. Besides the fact that Phoebe Robinson was in it for a split second. That was cool.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she was checking them out at, like, Office Max or wherever they were.
Oh, nice.
Anyway. So, I judged it on that and was like, I don't think I like this. And then later on, I was like, what's wrong with me? This show was great.
Yeah, now you, like, love it. You went out and bought Abby's book.
Yeah.
You're, like, obsessed.
Abby, like... This is what happens. I get obsessed with things.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Abby is me. Besides the fact that she smokes pot. I don't really smoke pot.
What? What's this? I just had to burp. I'm sorry.
Alana is shirt. Like kind of a crazier person, but I really admire how much she loves Abby and that friendship. Even though she's a little kooky. She's the more the humor. But I was Abby's pretty funny too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a good
it's a good equal
yin and yang. Is that still okay to say? Yin and yang?
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know. Sometimes I just wonder if I'm offending
Speaking
someone.
Of yang. Bo and Yang makes an appearance.
Yes, and like one of the episodes we were watching, he's just randomly there, and it's amazing. I really like him on SNL. Yeah, something that's just great, especially when you're watching a show that's like has already been on and it's a comedy show. Random comedians or just actors in general show up and just.
You mean it's already over when you say it's already mm-hmm. been on? Yeah, and these types of shows are very bingeable, so it's nice. Just like we got all these.
Yeah,
shows
we're almost done with it.
Nah, I think there's like 5 or 6 seasons. We're in season 3.
There's 4.
No, there's at least 5.
Okay, whatever.
So we're halfway-ish.
We're getting close.
Yeah.
So yeah, really enjoying it. All right, next week we're gonna watch a movie.
Okay.
Yes, I got the movie Colette from the library because it came out like a bit ago.
Again, for the folks that didn't catch that, it was what?
Colette.
Colette. Colette. Can you spell it so people can Google?
C-O-L-E-T-T-E.
There you go. Starring Keira Knightley?
I think so. I just say that because sometimes I get her and Natalie Portman confused.
It's not Natalie Portman, though.
Okay, so it's Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
All right. And it seems to have a similar premise to, wasn't it called Big Eyes?
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's better. It's better.
I think this is based on an actual person, too.
So with Big Eyes.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. But this is a little less Tim Burton-y and weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably. I guess we haven't seen it, so we'll see.
Yeah. Don't look at... no spoilers. Okay, anyway. So that's what we're going to do next week. It might be streaming somewhere, but I just got it from the library.
Yeah, I think it came out last year, so it's a relatively newer movie. Yeah. New movie.
So we're going to do that next week. All right, anything else to tell the listeners?
Nope. Check us out on wherever you get your podcast.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter, at CalebCathyPod, and feel free to email us, CalebCathyPod@gmail.com.
We're also on Spotify, CCP Music.
Or Spotify is the podcast, just yeah. CCP.
Mm-hmm.
Or Caleb Cathy Pod, I think it is. But
or CCP.
Okay.
You can find us both ways.
You'll find us. Just search Caleb Cathy Pod.
Okay. So, should we mention voting at all?
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know how everybody's election went, but
ours went well.
Yeah. So most of the people we voted for
won.
And wanted to win won, so that's good.
Yeah.
I think only one of the people we were supporting didn't end up winning, so mm-hmm. in the Wichita election, and then there was one overall Kansas proposition that ended up passing that we supported, so that's good. Hopefully everybody out there's got out and voted. And
if you're in Virginia, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Kentucky, I think, also.
Well, it's still contested, but...
yeah, that guy's all up in arms about it. Whatever. Anyway, so voting matters, and we have voting a year from now, so don't stop thinking about voting.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new saying. Don't stop thinking.
Okay, and my new saying is, don't stop thinking about your loved ones.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You better call them. Don't forget about them.
Are you talking to me? You're like looking right at me.
Just anybody.
Oh, okay. You're like looking right at me. So
I'm just saying that sentiment is true.
That is true.
Okay. So.
In these trying times.
Thank you for listening.
All right. Well, let's leave it on a high note there. So yeah.
Our loved ones are doing fine. We're just saying that it's important that you call them. And keep in touch.
Let them know you'll love them. Okay. We really enjoyed Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. Chocolate's cool. Okay.
Next week, Colette.
Bye.
What happened to the see you next Sunday that's gone to?
See you next Sunday.